escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It really was an atrocious series in every way. Monday was a blowout. Last night, they looked in to get off the bus. I mean, they might as well not take the field. And then the loss on Tuesday with the walk-off against Iran. All right, 215-592-9494. We got to check in on our Twitter polls here because we had a few up today. One, is this my fault? And then one, are the Phillies going to be okay? I'm guessing the voting's not going in a positive direction in either based on the way people are feeling. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. All right, we had actually three polls up today. Number one, are the Phillies going to be okay? Hugh, how do you think this one came down?
This was a tough one. Mm-hmm. I want to say, I think fans think they're going to be okay, but I don't think that they do think they're going to be okay.
59%.
Did you hear Darian? The Seattle no. series.
Darian made extra accounts to vote yes over and over.
Tired of the negativity.
I just don't feel like, you know, like knowing what I think I know about Philly fans, they're probably a lot upset behind this.
Yeah, 59% said no. Do you think if this season goes bad, we'll hang a banner next year? But at least we had the Seattle series.
Yeah.
The Seattle series. August, whatever.
The best series in the last five years.
No, it's going to say we'll always have Seattle.
We'll always have Seattle. We beat the crap out of the Mariners. All right. Who is more to blame for the Phillies getting swept by the Mets? This one is back and forth. The current leader, the Phillies winning at 52%, which means I'm to blame for 48%. That's an enormous percentage.
That is pretty big.
I didn't throw
very
a pitch.
Very fair share.
I didn't throw a pitch.
Not
I didn't
one
swing the bat.
Pitch. But you know, hey.
You opened your freaking yap.
Yep.
You opened it.
I did.
Pie.
Should fans in attendance boo the Phillies tonight as they take the field?
No, 70%.
52%. Yes. Yes.
My city is back, baby.
Kyle, you got to get to this game. Hot. You got to go out.
I know.
You're too negative, Kyle.
Oh,
you're
dude.
Too
so they posted the clip of me saying that.
Yeah, I retweeted. Yeah, I said
I don't know how you do it, man.
Oh, I don't. You got to listen.
I muted it immediately.
A little advice. You mute all. Guys, I mute all the mentions. I don't see a damn thing.
Dude, brutal.
They're mad?
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, never mind. It's, of course
said,
they're mad.
Duh.
Personal attacks, yeah. Everything.
Oh, there you go. All right, who will win the NL East? Phillies or Mets? This is my favorite poll because everyone's annoyed. It's my fault, yelling at Kyle, yet 63% think they're still going to win the NL East after all this. That's the best part.
Well, maybe they are daring.
Maybe they didn't hear Darian. They're all voting after Darian. All right, Hugh, it is 1:24. And we have not given away this prize. This, you know what happens when this happens, right? It's an indictment on you.
No, it's not.
And the clues. Well, it is.
No, it's not.
That's exactly what it is.
It's never an indictment on me.
Well, I think that we're going to call it that. So we need to give this prize away. We got a pair of tickets to Norfolk State, Del State. By the way, Delaware State playing their first game tonight.
Tonight, I will be there.
Going to be in attendance. Now, are you going to be booing the Blue Hens? That was difficult to get out.
Yes.
You're going to go and boo the other team?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to boo.
I can't picture he was a booer.
No, I'm going to go. I'm going to act like I have some sense for once in my life. But I'm going to have a ball, man. I can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be the first time. So, yeah, but I'm going to have fun. I'm going to take my son with me. We're going to go out there. We're going to have a ball.
I'm sure it'll be a cool atmosphere. All right, so the game is tonight. But then in October, it's Mike Vick's team and Deshaun's team. We have a pair of tickets. Why don't you re-share with everyone all four clues?
Okay, this individual was popular in the 90s.
Okay.
He made a questionable move yesterday that made Kyle upset.
Yes.
He's a famous children's character. And he got famous for being tickled.
Okay, can I want to help people one thing. Just focus on the character element of this.
Listen, if the next caller doesn't get that, something ain't right with you.
Well, so hold on, because now that I'm hearing all the clues lumped together, is it a bad look that
you're mad
I'm angry at,
this at
a children's character?
It's a little bad. It's a bad, but this is what we're going with. Yeah. we're here now.
Not a great look for me. But once you find out what this character did,
oh, yeah, we'll explain.
We'll definitely explain.
It'll make a little more sense. All right, Steve in Haddon Heights is up. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how are you? Guys, don't get upset. These idiots are idiots. You know what I mean? Don't be upset about that.
The Phillies, right? I agree right now. They are idiots. They're playing like idiots right now.
Yeah, they're playing terrible. But they haven't been consistent for the last at least 2 years. And without Wheeler, their consistency element, they're in deep trouble. You're right. They are in deep trouble. I think they will win. And I do. I was glad to see Christopher Sanchez a little bit hopped up in the dugout after he gave up three runs.
Mm-hmm.
I did see that. But yeah, I just don't see them winning the World Series this year. That's all there is.
Well, I don't think you're the only one that feels that way. I think we all want to feel they can, and they obviously still have a chance, and they're very likely to make the playoffs. But Steve, you know what it's for me before you make your next point? It's hard to trust that they're going to play four good series in a row in October. Like, they might have one or two in them, like they do every other week. But then if they have a dud, they're going to go home.
Yeah, you're right. And then Harper pokes the bear with that idiot stuff he did on Monday. That was crazy. So I don't say. But I do have a Eagles point for you, Hugh.
Yes.
And it's about Jalen. You know, I hope, and I'm optimistic, but you know how Barkley came into his own last year? I think it's possible that Jalen will come into his own and have, like, a great season this year, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I think that's what we're all hoping for, to be totally honest.
I think he's looking at it that way. He's cool, and I hope that is. I hope he does that. And I think it's very possible after what he did last year, you know, because – the playoffs and in the Super Bowl, he was just excellent. So I'm hoping that.
Well, Steve, he was in the last two. If he plays like he did, and obviously not that great every week, but if he plays close to the level he did in the final two games, he will be an MVP candidate. We just say it that way.
Absolutely, and he's one of the best three quarterbacks, I think, in football. Maybe four. He's not, you know. So anyway, I do have a guess, but I'm probably wrong.
What is it? What's your guess?
Elmo.
You're not wrong, Steve. You're going to the game. It is Elmo.
Pickle me Elmo. Yeah. How was that
Pickle
yesterday?
Pickle me Elmo.
Yeah, he ran. He ran Kyle hot.
Steve, good job. Good phone call, man. We got the tickets for you.
No, you know what's funny? I was just going to say, like, we're in a meeting this morning, and Kyle said something about, well, you see what Elmo had on?
Yeah,
and my first thing was, I said, what, Tickle Me Elmo? And everybody kind of looked at me, and I was like.
I remembered.
No, because what I remember is, as a parent, running around trying to find the Tickle Me Elmo doll because all the kids wanted one.
So I was too old, but I have a younger brother that's about Kyle's age.
Uh-huh.
So like 8 years younger than me. My parents went and did the whole Tickle Me Elmo because that was like mid-90s,
late
90s.
Yeah. I mean, man, listen, I just remember like running around trying to find a Tickle Me Elmo doll and like I think I got one. No, I think this happened to me twice. The first one was Bananas in Pajamas. And then it was Tickle Me Elmo. And I think I got both of those on the West Coast.
Really?
I had to find somebody in California.
For the bananas and pajamas.
And the Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah.
Like, it was no joke.
So, Kyle, what did you notice yesterday that with Elmo that set you off?
Oh, he's wearing Mets gear. The guy's a total fraud.
Well,
Wait a minute. I'm confused. How's he a fraud? I mean, is he a Phillies fan?
Fraud might be the wrong word for it. I just feel betrayed. I mean, Elmo's supposed to be,
I'm going to back Kyle on this.
Sesame Place
is in Langhorne. But he's supposed to be a Phillies fan.
But wait a minute. Isn't Sesame Street in New York?
Sesame Place is in Langhorne.
Hold on.
When was the last time you went?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
First of all, be a Yankees fan.
If you're going to be a New York guy, just be a Yankees fan.
Yeah, I mean, you picked the wrong team.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, clearly he did, yeah.
So.
And this is what fans are fanatics. That's what I'm talking about.
Full transparency. Because I was already, I was hot when I came in today.
Well, about everything.
Pissed off, yeah, in general.
Yeah.
And we're in the meeting, and I'm firing up Elmo. And I could tell Rod thought it was a little bit aggressive.
It was. So you were flaming Elmo in that meeting. I mean, you were annoyed.
I think Rod was worried about me.
You called him mean and hurtful name, yeah. But I'm just like.
Oh, I did, yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, Elmo's. From New York, right? He's from New York. He's a New Yorker, right?
You were justifying him being a Mets fan?
Well, no, I'm saying he's a New Yorker, if I'm not mistaken, because isn't Sesame Street in New York?
Yeah, I don't care. Don't make excuses for Elmo.
No, I'm
okay?
not making
Again.
First the Phillies, now Elmo. Can't help yourself,
man. Sesame Street's a TV show.
No, but it's...
And Sesame Place is in Langhorne.
Wait a minute. I know it's a TV show, but I've always assumed... that it was based in New York.
I think if we're going to play psychiatrist here, I think Kyle had a strong association with Elmo as a kid.
Bert and Ernie.
He viewed Elmo as an ally.
Bert and Ernie.
And then he saw the guy, or whatever the character.
Oscar the Grouch.
In a Mets hat yesterday, and it set him off.
Big Bird.
Yeah, we get it. You know Sesame Street.
No, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
You know.
The garbage is the Grouch, right? Cookie Monster.
Oscar the Grouch.
And Bert and Ernie living their best lives. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with how Bert and Ernie living. I mean, it's cool. Yeah. Up to here.
What? He said he had it up to here. Didn't I tell you weeks ago to stop trying to see the good in everybody?
I'm just saying. I think it's in New York. Matter of fact, let me Google that. Let me ask, what's that? ChatGPT?
Close enough, man. Yeah.
I'm asking.
I'll let you slide with
that. No, I'm just saying. I think it's based in New York.
Again,
see.
Don't care.
We don't
where it's based.
We
don't care.
Have we reached the point of the show where we're using AI for Sesame Street questions?
Yes.
Like we've gotten there.
Yes.
I'm anti AI, by the way. Just I'm out.
I loved it.
You love AI?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I say you had a famous take.
I had a famous the television show.
Yeah.
Sesame Street is based in the city of New York.
That's wonderful.
The location has served as a setting for the show.
And that's enough AI for today.
I said it's a patient, it's inception. That's enough of me reading for today. I'm good.
I'm about to count to three.
We have reached our limit on that. All right. Speaking of reaching limits, Jay in West Philly. Go ahead, Jay.
Go ahead. Hey, yo. First off, this was a wellness check, but Jillio, did you skip over me? Because I had the answers. You ain't want me to go to the game?
You know, honestly, I didn't. No, 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 no. Listen, I did not know that you had the answer. I don't know.
No, I rigged it. Screw you, Jay.
I knew you did.
I could see. I could hear the smile through the phone.
All right, hold on, Jay. I didn't have anything to do with this.
It was a wellness check because I was calling to check on Kyle.
Okay. Now I didn't have anything to do with this. Now I probably would have rigged it too, but I didn't do it. It's not my fault today.
You did do it. I know you did it.
I didn't do anything.
Oh no, that was me.
Get off the hook because you said they was going to win the division and everything.
I still believe that, Jay. Still holding firm.
Say you holding, man. That's bad business, man. You like the dude on the Titanic.
That's right. I'm going right down with the ship. We are taking
boat,
on. No, the captain goes down
get
with the ship,
off
Jay.
The boat, man.
You take the boat out. I'm staying.
Yeah, okay. You see exactly where you're going. You cost them three games in the race, and that's a wrap. Yeah. But Kyle, you all right?
He's not all right today. No,
he's a little
distraught. He's a mess. Yeah, I see where it's going, Jay. I see where it's going.
But Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, this is Marcus Epps. You think he's going to start by the second or third game?
Marcus Epps.
They brought him back yesterday. The safety was here in 22.
Okay. I think that, well, Makuba's still hurt, right? He's still hurt. Well, they're hoping that he'd be ready for the game.
He was. I saw he was at practice, but not practicing yesterday.
Yeah, he was at practice yesterday.
Yeah, because we can't have Sidney Brown flying around there taking out people.
Sidney Brown might be, you know, if Makuba's not ready.
No, we can't. The look that had me and Devil running all over the place, man. We can't have that.
Yeah.
We can't have that, man. Look, just the other thing. Mm-hmm. Jillio.
Yeah.
When you called get on that guy at on the radio station up there, he called you out your name. What he called you? Giglio? What he called you?
Yeah, he called him Giglio.
He called me Giglio. Yeah, Sal Licata. He's host the midday up there.
And then, like, where Mr. Met going to bet at today? Did the lineup come out today? Where Mr. Met going to bet at?
Are we talking Harper? I haven't seen the lineup yet, Fred. I'm guessing he's going to bet third. Hopefully he's not wearing his rivalry pack for the Braves tonight.
Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, call Ike. Tell him to stay out of that interview. I want to see what the Chris Sims intern is going to do. I want to see how they interview.
Well, you know Ike's not. One thing that Ike is that he's a professional, and Ike's going to do the professional thing.
Call him.
Well, you know, I didn't get.
Tell you need help
for something. No, he's here.
I want to hear the interns. I want to see what the interns do.
Let's be nice, Jay. That's enough. I'm excited to hear the interview. Jalen Hurts is going to be on the afternoon
show. I am too.
I
cannot wait to hear it. Now, I'm for all for pettiness, though.
Yeah.
I want to see how they're going to – I just want to see how they're going to handle it, to be totally honest.
Well, I mean, so it depends on how Jalen handles it more than them, I think.
Well, Jalen's gonna be a stand-up guy always.
Sure.
But I wonder if –
But he could get – Jalen sometimes will give very, very plain, generic answers. Mm-hmm. So then they can't do anything about that, right?
Yeah.
Now, if he wants to give – like, I don't know if they're going to get to his rankings, if he cares – That's how I would ask. Like, do you pay attention? Do you care how you're ranked by us, by national, by other players? He could say no, and then it's kind of like, what are you going to do if he says no?
You can't make him. Yeah,
you can't make him care.
Talk about it.
But
yeah.
maybe he would give a different answer. We'll see. I mean, he's going to talk about his experience with the Eagles radio thought, which is really that's why he's coming.
Yeah, that's
on.
Why.
He's,
yeah,
and that's important that he talks about it. And it is super cool that he's got a children's book and he's going
to
read it. Like that's
kids.
That's in all these experiences we've talked about a lot of them in the last few days, Hugh, and EaglesRadioThon.com to go on and bid. I think it's cool how unique they are to the players. Like you spoke about the Landon Dickerson one yesterday, where he'll come mow your lawn. Jalen mm-hmm. has a children's book. He'll read his children's book to kids, you know, who their parents won the bidding. That's fun.
Yeah, and it humanizes these people because I think a lot of times, man, as fans, you just see one side of them. You know, the fact that I can sit there and I've done this and talk in breaks to Landon about mowing lawns and the fact that, you know, he's so passionate about it. That's pretty cool.
When he was on with us, I think he was on just a couple days before his injury mm-hmm. In camp this year. And, you know, I think we had him on for 10 minutes. Then we went to commercial. He stayed in the RV with us and was showing us pictures of his lawn.
Yeah. And you know what else is funny that I didn't notice? And I saw a picture of it the other day. Jordan Davis reads comic books.
He was at a comic book store in the city, wasn't
he? Yes. Because You know, I read comic books, but I just thought it was kind of interesting that he has the same interest as reading comic books, you know, because I make comic book references on the show all the time and I follow different people, but it's kind of interesting that he likes to read comics as well. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's grab Joe in the Northeast, who's up on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I was trying to reach you yesterday, but the call was getting dropped. Because I knew, Taiwan Walker, that the Mets were not going to be going out swinging at first pitches like the Nationals did against them. And, you know, he went in five innings, gave up. We had 100 pitches and hits against them. Mm-hmm. And that kid McClain, I saw him pitch against in Triple-A, and he's got real good stuff. Joe, you know, you had said about the Mets, you know, playing so lousy. Well, you know what it was? Their pitching, both starting and relieving, the starters were decapitated. They were injured. Senga, in the first half, he had the best ERA in all of baseball. And he pulls his hamstring over the first base with him. And then you got Minaya. He's got arm trouble. So that's what now he can't go past. He gives you a good four innings. And then after the fourth, again against the Phillies, he loses his stuff. He can't throw his slider, they say. He's not throwing his slider, which was a big pitch for him.
Right.
So now they've got this phenom, and he's putting up numbers that Ainer hasn't. Jonah Tong.
Yeah, he has like 179 strikeouts in 100 innings. He's dominated the minor leagues.
Right. Yeah. He had Tommy John senior year 23 as Painter. They sat him out, but they started him down in Double A. He had, like you said, he had about 20. They only limited him to like five. They're watching his pitches. He was pitching in the first game of a doubleheader. So they only played seven innings. He had pitched a perfect game for six innings. They didn't even let him come out for the seventh. So he's going to pitch, watch him against the Marlins, because if he comes up here again, he'll be limited probably to five innings. But you get him, McClain, and Peterson, and then Senga, and then McGill he's on a rehab. Then he can put Minaya and Clay Holmes in the bullpen.
Yeah, they're getting healthier, and they're young guys. It's unfortunate because this was the time of the year, Joe, we thought Painter would help this team, and he's not. He's not here.
No, you know, Joe, you know, that's why I said, where they give you this information out, well, they asked Thompson weeks ago, are we about Painter? Oh, he's got to control his off-speed better. That's a bunch of baloney. I watched last that game, I didn't see him. I don't watch him anymore. But his fastball was like 97, 95, 97. They're hitting that. And he's not throwing his breaking ball. And then they don't even have Stubbs catch him. You know, Stubbs caught all of Abel's games. They had this Peyton Henry. I think he has some major league experience. But he catches him. Stubbs doesn't even catch him.
Well, that's disappointing. That's the whole reason for Stubbs to be there, to catch Painter, to help him out. That's crazy stuff, Joe.
Anything
we appreciate
on that, Douglas?
Mm-mm. Peyton Henry, the other catcher in Lehigh Valley.
Why are you doing that knowing damn well what? I was somewhere else?
What?
Because
what
we come to you for Peyton Henry knowledge, backup catcher at Lehigh Valley.
I thought you were going to have a response to the Triple A backup catcher.
215-592-9494.
I was thinking about this read.
Coming up next. Well, coming up right now, Hugh with a new
sure
read. You're not
really
going to want to miss this. And
really,
you.
He did kind of just fire you up.
You people.
That was crazy.
I am sure. They have a lot to say today. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, week one kicks off next Thursday, so let's take a look at the latest pro football injury report presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. I'm only going to talk about the two that we care about. Landon Dickerson, he came back to practice. And A.J. Brown is back at practice. That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of Fair Play. Download the app today. This football season, everybody. Where else would you want to be? Then better with Fanatics Sportsbook. Now this is where it's going to get bad. The home of Fair Play, protecting all pro football player prop bets across straight parlays and SGPs all season long for any first half injury.
30 minutes of player prop protection on all bets, giving an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. Protect your parlay from injuries. Switch to the sportsbook that will always have your back across the first half for all pro football games. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Boom!
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.